Everybody, this is David Ambrose. It's about 8:26. We're going to begin right at 8:30. We have quorum, so please begin to find your way to your seat and prepare. If you're here to speak on any item, both items on the agenda or any item in public comment, please make sure you fill out a speaker card. Again, we'll begin promptly at 8:30. Thanks, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is David Ambrose. It is 8:36 a.m. of February 23rd, 2017. We're gathered here in the Van Nuys City Council Chambers. The commissioner present include myself, Commissioner John Mack, Commissioner Richard Katz, Commissioner Renee Digg-Wilson, Commissioner Dana Perlman, and Commissioner Millman. And we're very excited to have this meeting today and look at some big policy items. A couple instructions for those joining us today. Please note the meeting is being recorded, and therefore we ask you to speak close to the microphone at the podium. Please state your name before you speak, and reminding folks that audio of this meeting and all meetings are available on the planning website in case you want to relive today. We're going to be following the agenda as it's laid out. Agendas are located on my left, and as are speaker cards. So please, if you wish to speak at any item, also during public comment, you'll need to fill those out in full. Also remind you that public comment is for any item not on the agenda. Please take this time to turn off your cell phones so we can proceed efficiently. Also remind folks that when you have to have a conversation, please step out of the room. It's distracting for us to have those happen in the room. One quick note about item number three. If you represent a certified neighborhood council and you have a written resolution or community impact statement, please submit it at this time to James, who's at the end of the dais here. We're going to be hearing those shortly. If the impact statement or neighborhood council resolution is with regards to an item on the agenda, I will be calling those up with the item. If they're not, then we'll hear them during item number three. The first item on the agenda is item number one, which is the director's report. Mr. Pertoni, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there a director's report?
Yes, there is. Thank you, President Ambrose, members of the City Planning Commission. Vince Pertoni, Director of City Planning. A few items of interest for the commission. One of them is that on February 14th, the City Council voted to reject a historical cultural monument status for Parker Center, the former LAPD headquarters. Although historical cultural monuments that go through the Cultural Heritage Commission and not the City Planning Commission, just that general issue of preservation in this part of the city has been of interest to this commission. I wanted to give you an update on that. On Tuesday, the 21st, the Planning and Land Use Management Committee of the City Council recommended approval of amendments to the LA Memorial Coliseum specific plan, and those were issues that had been previously recommended by the City Planning Commission in terms of the items before the Plum Committee. And they also recommended approval of the Clarendon Project in Woodland Hills, as well as the Ivar Hotel on Sunset and Cahuenga.
Did they substantially change the Coliseum?
There were some changes to the Coliseum specific plan that had occurred, and Lisa Weber could talk a little bit about that.
Yes, this is Lisa Weber. The Coliseum specific plan was approved. However, the provision that required that the item be brought back to the City Planning Commission for consideration prior to the director's sign-off was modified and removed.
So then that will go to the full City Council for their approval. A few other things. We have been meeting. We met with the LA Unified School District. City staff did to discuss with them creating a future career pathways for city planning. So it's really exciting. It'll be our kind of really first broad venture with LA Unified to work with the students in the district to really encourage them to actually think about city planning and understand city planning as a future career pathway. So we're just starting that out, and we're just in the beginning processes of that. So we really want to be really growing future city planners for our department right here in Los Angeles. So we're very excited about that. And also, the city has won an award from the Chairman's Award from the LA Conservancy for Survey LA. So that's exciting. That's a very big award for the LA Conservancy that they give out once a year. And so the Chairman's Award is for Survey LA as the entire survey and the project itself. In the past, portions of Survey LA have won Conservancy Awards for context statements as well as for specific context statements as well as for outreach. But this is for the entire project itself. So very excited about that. And that will be given out at the at their annual board ceremony at the Biltmore on May 3rd.
Vince, the only request I would have is I'm not shocked at all at the council action removing the Coliseum specific provision that empowered us to do our job. And regardless of what happens to the council, I'd ask you to do that with us as a courtesy for the commission. And I think it's troubling to me that they specifically did that action as a important part of the process. I personally feel disrespected with that, and I think the commission's voice should be part of a process of that magnitude. So I'm dismayed, but I'd ask you as a courtesy to live up to the intent of the commission.
Thank you.
That is the director's report. I have a speaker card for director's report. Donna, am I required to take speaker cards for director's report as it is an agendized item?
If there is a speaker card, we would recommend taking it.
I'm going to take that as a yes, David. You are. Okay. With that, I'm going to give a minute. I have Wayne from Encino. Come on up, Wayne. You can speak to the director's report item on the agenda.
In honor of the Coliseum project not coming back here. That's why it's not coming back here. That's right. That's why they're not bringing it back. They disrespected the commission. You're right. The Coliseum project should have definitely came back here. Disrespect. Fuck the city council.
Moving on. The next item is the city attorney. The city attorney, do you have a report?
We do.
Please proceed.
We do. For the record, Donna Wong, City Attorney's Office. We just wanted to provide a quick alert to the commission regarding changes to density bonus law effective January 2017. This is not a complete summary. There were many amendments that will reveal itself to the commission as it reviews the cases throughout the course of this year, and you will notice some changes, but I think that the two most noticeable ones I just wanted to bring to the commission's attention. For one, there is now a prohibition on requiring additional studies that are not required by state law. So what that means for the processing of the cases in the city of Los Angeles, third-party audits of pro formas will not be a part of the regular package that you see for density bonus cases. In our local code, the municipal code, there's a pro forma requirement for off-menu requests. So that is now precluded by state law. There was also practice of having those pro formas reviewed and audited by a third party. That process is also now precluded by the changes to state law. The other thing that I just wanted to bring to the commission's attention is that you will now find different language in the findings section for density bonus cases. In order to deny a density bonus incentive, the commission has to make one of three findings. The finding used to read, one of the findings in order to deny used to read, the incentive is not required to provide for affordable housing costs. That has been changed slightly, and it now reads, that the incentive does not provide identifiable and actual cost reductions. So it's a slightly different wording. There's no case law, obviously, to come with this new language. So it's going to be a process as we move forward with these cases. The other thing I just wanted to bring to the commission's attention is that there are other amendments which either clarify or reiterate existing policy, one of which concerns waivers, and keep in mind waivers are distinct from incentives. The language for waivers states that in no case may a city or county agency apply a development standard that will have the effect of physically precluding the construction of a development meeting the definition of a density bonus project. And essentially, a density bonus project is one that provides the required amount of affordable housing and includes one of the one, two, or three incentives that they request. And in that instance, the city would be required to grant these waivers in order to accommodate the density bonus project. And so that's just one, an example of one of the items which has been reiterated or clarified. These changes in a red line fashion are available online if individual commissioners wish to sort of go through them in a much finer detail. But we just wanted to alert the commission to these changes and these items.
Thank you. If there are commission questions to city attorney, Dana Perlman.
Donna, thank you. Can you circulate those changes for us all to have that? I think it would be helpful for us to see that. It would also be helpful to clarify if those apply to off-menu and on-menu equally. For example, your first the first comment you made about the pro forma, that's something we have required for off-menu but not for on-menu. But the other findings, and et cetera, would be helpful to understand.
Just as a general note, yes, I'd be happy to circulate to the commission a red line copy that is available from the state online. I'd be happy to send that to the commissioners. But in terms of its application to the city's codes and practices, the state law is what really leads the city's application of its density bonus codes. So to the extent state law has changed to preclude certain findings or actions that the city has repeatedly undertaken, that is what state law now dictates.
Right. So no, I understand that. So what I'm asking is that as our city attorney, and not necessarily you have to do this on the spot now, but it would be helpful if your department did some further analysis for us to understand the application of that to off-menu, on-menu. We've obviously had a way of approaching these things for a number of years, which may need to be changed. And it would be helpful to have some guidance from your office as the best practices for us going forward. For example, one of the things you mentioned was that, and this is why I want to see the red line, that the law has been changed to say that we can't impose any restrictions that would preclude them from being able to construct, provide the density bonus housing or density bonus benefit, something of that nature. I still want to understand, what does that mean when someone comes to us and says, okay, instead of 45 feet, I want 68 feet. You know, we've had certain allowances that we've given as the density bonus here. I don't know if that changes at all.
Okay. We'd be happy to do that for the commission at a later date instead of today. We don't want to take up the time from
I think that sounds like
items.
A plan. Can we say maybe April?
That
first meeting in April?
When is it applicable?
It's effective currently, right now.
Is it effective on cases that were already in process? So it's retroactive
effective.
To anything that has not yet been proved?
It's effective to anything that is not in process.
Okay. So we will need to understand this as we get density bonus cases between now and April.
I mean, just to address that general concern on a forward-moving basis, we work very closely with all the planners who present cases to this commission and all the other commissions, and so these issues are being vetted on a case-by-case basis as we are moving forward. Even though we haven't given this to you formally as just a topic item, so we are working with the planning department on these moving forward on a case-by-case basis, and so those issues are addressed as they come forward on the cases before you.
We understand.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I want to make sure before we have to make a vote on one of those cases, we have the information.
Yes.
I think we're clear. And if there are pending density bonus cases, we can put it in March. I don't believe there's any in March. We have two.
We can move it out.
Dana, we hear you, and we'll get back to either March or April.
We'll
thank you. Item number